goes with you every morning to get you on your way. We've got what you need to know. That's why we'll make your day.
For over 57 years, WoWo Radio has been helping thousands of tri-state listeners greet each new day. How does this giant in the radio industry remain the leader in the eyes and ears of the listeners and advertisers it serves? What makes WoWo the living, breathing friend it is to every section of this market?
Seavers and the Good Morning Team.
This is Bob Seavers, just part of that Good Morning Team on WoWo. A top news team, a top sports team, and I think the top weatherman in the nation, Earl Finkel, giving the listener everything he or she needs to know for the day. With time, temperature, and other bits of information like our calendar of events from the WoWo calendar. With the top farm director, Dave Russell, who really knows his farming. This coupled with friendly air personalities, where we not only sound like we're one big happy family, we really are. And it shows on the air.
Jack Underwood!
My listeners? Well, I've had a chance to meet several of them. They seem to be family people who like most types of music. They enjoy the information I pass along, and they're intelligent. And they like something to smile about now and then. And best of all, they say I'm like a member of the family, and that really makes me feel good. Another thing that never ceases to amaze me is how listeners write in and confide in me some family problem, and then they write again in a week or so, and they thank me for caring. It's great.
Chris Roberts!
I think one of the things people have to realize is that I have fun doing my show. I hate to use the old cliche, but I've stolen every minute I've been here for 10 years. I just come in, I have a good time. One of my greatest loves is music, and I try and communicate that love of music to the listeners. If it's a sunny day, why, we'll play what we call Chris Roberts Sunshine Music. If it's a cloudy day, we'll still play Chris Roberts Sunshine Music. It's a very up-tempo, positive type approach that I try and put across to the listeners each and every day. And when I feel that I've been successful, there's no greater feeling in the world. It's a lot of fun, and I really do enjoy it.
Ron Gregory!
Hi, this is WoWo's Ron Gregory. I've been here now 10 years, and I just want to say what an honor it is to be in Fort Wayne and at WoWo Radio. In fact, the other day I was walking through one of the local department stores, and everybody stopped and turned around real fast and looked. Somebody yelled at the top of his voice, "There's Ron Gregory from WoWo!" And the entire place went crazy. People everywhere stopped and turned to see me. It was really embarrassing, I have to tell you. I'm almost sorry I yelled my name like that.
Paul Ellis.
I'm Paul Ellis. I'm the new kid on the block. I've been with WoWo just over a year. And I feel very fortunate to be here. In fact, I still feel I'm in awe of the radio station at times. Not just because WoWo has proven itself to be one of the truly great radio stations in North America, but also because this is the station that I grew up listening to. I was raised on a farm in northwestern Ohio, and when we wanted music or information at home, be it school closings, news, farm markets, whatever, we listened to WoWo. And now I'm a part of that. It's very exciting. I'm a very lucky guy.
Rob Westerby!
You know, I spend a lot of time on the telephone with the listeners on the All Night Show. And despite the image of the all-night listeners being crazy, they all turned out to be regular people. They buy refrigerators and cars and have the same needs anybody else does. And that's why I try to provide them the kind of entertainment and information that they would get during the day, plus something extra to get through that night. And so we have special guests, and we check sports and business notes and showbiz news, and we open up the phones a lot. But that doesn't preclude having a little fun, you know?
In a little red barn on a farm down in Indiana, when I lay my bag of new home hay.
Life in the Little Red Barn is much more than feeding the chickens, milking Old Spot, and having a good time. For Farm Services Director Dave Russell, it's filled with the kind of dedication it takes to give the farming community the information it needs when it's needed. Constantly on the go, Dave Russell often visits with individual farmers to get their feelings about the latest agricultural developments, to find out firsthand the problems the farmer is facing, from the everyday maintenance of his farming operation to the final price he receives for his products. When not on the road or making personal appearances at hundreds of farm-related functions, Dave spends countless hours at the station researching, reviewing, and interviewing. 27 different county extension agents visit WoWo Radio on a regular basis to exchange information with Dave and his listeners. They bring years of experience and plans for the future to thousands of listeners every day. Also on a daily basis, Dave broadcasts the latest information from commodity news, livestock markets, updates from the Chicago Board of Trade, and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Starting in 1982, Dave brought Wowoland farmers the Helming Report's First Call, a daily analysis of the market. Every Saturday, he carries the week ahead, which analyzes what's in store for the next week in the market and commodities, beating any service the farmer can buy. Understanding the farmer's struggle to meet the everyday demands of his trade, WoWo Radio recognizes its responsibility to these sophisticated business people. It is because of that understanding that WoWo Radio is proud of our award-winning farm programming and proud of our Farm Services Director Dave Russell, who truly does speak the big business of farming. Radio news possesses an immediacy not present in any other medium, an immediacy that WoWo News has fine-tuned to an art. While other stations are content to simply rip and read their news, WoWo's dedication to informing our listeners requires accuracy over speed, fairness over sensationalism, and exclusivity. Backed by over 50 years combined experience of our 8 reporter anchors, WoWo News has earned countless awards for their consistently high standards in news reporting. To assure that these standards are maintained, WoWo News Director Victor Locke holds regular news meetings with his staff to exchange reports on what's happening on the street, in the state, over the country, and around the world. This open dialogue reinforces the WoWo News team objective: to be right, to be first, and to be there when our listeners need to know. WoWo News covers daily news beats to seek out, research, support, and report the news as it happens, with greater force and response than possible from any other source. With the constant quest to report the news as it happens, WoWo makes full use of their news gathering sources: the ABC Information Network, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan UPI services, commodity news, Wall Street financial news, Payne Weber stock reports, and a network of stringers throughout the tri-state area. WoWo Radio was first to introduce regularly scheduled business news reports covering developments on the local and national scene, and featuring Business Week magazine's broadcast editor Rudy Ruderman. Paul Harvey visits WoWo Land 17 times each week, and WoWo meteorologist Earl Finkel is featured 8 times daily and is on call 24 hours a day when threatening weather exists. When the weather is threatening, the award-winning Storm Center springs into action, providing not only continuous weather updates and bulletins, but information on school, industry, and business closings. The WoWo News team is a team with a goal: to keep the listeners informed quickly, accurately, fairly, objectively. And it's a goal they achieve every day.
My name is Sunshine. I'm a roving studio. Just call me Sunshine. There's a good time wherever I go.
WoWo Radio takes to the road to meet as many of our listeners as possible. WoWo's interaction with our listeners is the envy of our competitors. No other radio station provides the character, trust, and loyalty that motivates listener response quite like WoWo. When WoWo puts out the call, the listeners respond in resounding numbers. Penny pitch, flood relief, annual mass evacuation fire drill, community involvement, ski lift, Three Rivers Festival, remote broadcasts, personal appearances, the state fair, farm focus, concerts, zoo day, contests throughout the year. The list is endless, and WoWo's love affair with our listeners will never end. Who played, when they played, how they played, it's all reported by WoWo Sports. No other station in this market has WoWo's commitment to covering the sports beat 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, 6 times a day, Monday through Friday. WoWo Sports with Joe Parson and Roger Rail keep you up to date on the world of athletic endeavors. From the national scene, Howard Cosell is brought to WoWo Land Monday through Friday. And ABC World of Sports keeps the weekend listeners informed of the latest scores and sports happenings. Whether the sport involves hitting, bouncing, or shooting, if the participant walks, runs, or drives, if the competition is human or machine, it's on WoWo Sports. We're a proud team here at WoWo. Proud of where we've been and proud of where we're going. And we'd be proud to have you along with us. Join us at 1190 on your dial.
We'll make your day WoWo.